Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexey Talanda here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. Welcome to our next batch of episodes for Behind the Ostium. We're delving into season three now. As I was collecting notes for starting off season three, I tried to pull a lot of early stuff that I jotted down before I actually started writing any episodes to kind of just to give a feel of where I thought the season was kind of going, what I was kind of shooting for before I'd even started writing. So here my preseason notes are, first episode of season three, potentially called Misdirection, all about what Monica got up to when Jake's back was turned, essentially what she was doing with Ostium related stuff, like getting him out of the crack and sealing it all up in episode 11, and then further stuff going on throughout the season. Monica begins telling her true story, saying she's not going to give the big story away yet, but starting with how Ostium was created, like Tanis and Night Vale and Limetown. Limetown and Tanis can be early versions that didn't go so well, with Limetown being destroyed and Tanis always moving around, and Night Vale hard to find. Didn't quite fulfill that part of it, but a neat little idea, yeah. Can have voices of Jake and Steve in Monica's head, which she is obviously imagining as she starts having problems. Can also have flashback scenes with Steve and even Jake if necessary. So this was kind of some of like my seeded ideas to kind of start off with. And then as I started writing, kind of have these in my mind as I started doing it. So we have episode 21, The Loneliest Number, where we have Monica finding out she's all alone now. She confirms this by going around Ostium just to make sure, trying to see if she can do any of her tricks of what she set up before of getting home. And this shows a little background and history on how she got to Ostium and how now she knows she's really stuck there because none of these kind of fail safes that she set up are working at all. And that it starts to seem like she's really out of luck. But I also wanted to kind of just put little bits in here and there that you get the idea. Obviously, you don't know the full story of what's going on here with her and what her history is. You get little bits here and there that you know there's a much bigger story that's going to start coming, but I didn't want to give too much away right at the start, just give little bits, little hints, and little bits to get you interested. Monica knows without Jake, she's really stuck there because she needs him as the implement, the tool to get through the doors. I mentioned a hint with the bodies that were found in the previous season. So again, seeding stuff that's going to come later on in the season of explaining why things have happened and really starting to give some answers. I also had some flashbacks to, again, give an idea of what happened before and how it's going to link up with what's happening now and really just fill in the story. Monica actually talking to herself, which is part of, with her being the only character that's there right now, that's all I got to work with. But also, it's a start of her having to deal with what she's doing. It's how she knows Jake kind of deals with stuff. But also, it's possibly a start of something going wrong with her now that she's stuck here all alone, and could be the start of her losing her mind or something like that. And really, this first one was really her going through everything and at the end of it, understanding that she is screwed and stuck there and there might be no way out and this might be the rest of her life. My point with having her tell us a story, kind of her confessions of what happened, were to fill her story in, which we don't know yet, but also to try and win the listeners back. You kind of, with the last season, took her as an evil character of looking for her own personal gain. And then at the end of it, you kind of find out why, but you still don't have the full picture. And so my job, I knew kind of with this season, was to explain that, to prove to you that she had good intentions. She did the reasons that she did for things was what she thought was right. And it's how she's gotten herself into the state she's in, but it was for her own reasons. I was also hinting a bit at too with her going through stages of grief here as she's dealing with and accepting the state she's in. So there's a little hint of that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I could have written this whole, like, her telling her story as one big kind of, not so much an info dump, but explaining it all in one go. But I chose to do it kind of bit by bit and slowly draw out the season because it felt right for the character. But also to make the season, the episodes interesting, because you had one person here stuck in the place, I had to come up with different ways to keep the story interesting, not just with what her story was, but also with stuff happening in the episodes that you, with her being in Ostium there, so that you wouldn't just think that it's just going to be her telling a story and then that'll be it and she's still stuck there. To kind of give, while she's losing hope, you're kind of wondering, well, she's still trying to get out, so she must think there might be something else that can work to get her out. I also chose with the music, again, it was Chris Fletcher's music, that I used one piece of music for each episode that he'd done and just had it on repeat as kind of a nice little background. And I could have easily used different pieces, but I chose to just stick with the one for each episode because I feel it works well to distinguish each episode, make them stand alone for what the story, what the little thing they're trying to tell. And then you know individually what each one is as a whole. And to get an idea of almost like a feel for each episode with the music.
I don't know if I noticed that at the beginning of the season, but by the end I had, and I appreciated that as a listener, because it did set up each episode because Chris has some really good music. It set the tone, and you knew just from the start by the music what the scene, or what the whole episode was going to be about. Was it going to be more where she's sad, or the part of the story is it, you know, something?
What emotions is she going through as she's dealing it? Yeah, and it didn't always happen, but it happened quite often. We'll say where you know, with each ending of the music, sometimes it would end on a kind of a big point and that'd be it, and then start over again and things like that. And it would often work out as I was slotting that in with the dialogue, that it would hit a poignant moment in the dialogue too, that would link up nicely. And it was just accidental and coincidental that it happened. Or it was, you know, the reaching power of Ostia. What have you got for this episode, Dwayne?
So, did you... In the first episode, we find out about the importance of tea in Ostium. And I mean, it makes sense. You're going to be traveling places where your body has never been, and there are diseases there that, you know, may be fine for the people living there, but not for you. Was that a plan? Was that something that you came up with that you had made sure you
I probably knew always that the tea was something important along the way, but not exactly what. But then when I kind of got to it of like, I want to give some answers here, and then just letting the character kind of tell this is what this is for, and it fell into place. And it's definitely pulling off of things like when you travel to tropical locations around the world, you usually have to get what they call a cocktail of immunizations and just different shots and things to protect you against stuff like that there. So I thought, well, if you're a time traveler, maybe you need a similar sort of thing. And the Ostium network would obviously come up with something like that to protect people, because they have this all worked out. So it just felt right. And it was a good little small story to finish up the first episode.
And I thought that the entire beginning episode was a really good way to recap the second season. And it was like a little bit of a jot down memory lane.
Yeah.
In a way.
Both for me and the listener as I was writing it.
but it really let the listener know, here's where we were and it's not there anymore, and Monica's explaining where we're going in the new season. And I mean, and the way that Monica tells the story, I would agree with you. You said the character would do it this way. It definitely is done in a way Monica would do it, just from how we've seen her in the past. She's not just going to say really quickly, succinctly that here's what's going on, and do you have any questions?
Right.
She's going to tell it in her
in her way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. And again, with just like the episode titles and things like that, as I was writing it, it was something that I have this kind of rough idea of what it's going to be, and here are the answers coming, and then it would just reshape as she told it, because it's through her voice and her mind that she made it her own thing, as she tends to do on the show always when I write with her. And Jake does too. That it?
That's it.
Cool. All right.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.